And said, a young man went to him. He said, what's unction? He said, I don't know what it is, but I sure know when it ain't there. Can I get an amen? All I know is we need the unction of the Holy Ghost to be in this place this morning. We need Him to move this morning. We need Him to sit down this morning. Man, we need Him to move around this place like He already has. Boy, I don't know about you, but I thank God for what's going on in here. Amen? Boy, I thank God. Ryder walked up there and escorted Sissy off stage and looked at her and gave her a thumbs up and said, good job, Sissy. You said, oh, we ain't here to lift each other up like that, preacher. Give all the glory to God. Listen to me. Hey, we need to lift each other up. Amen? Hey, if somebody's doing something from the Lord, don't beat them down. Lift them up. He said, good job, Sissy, and gave her that thumbs up. Well, ain't that just what just thrilled my little soul? I'm telling you right now. They told them kids, don't eat the candy and wait. And as soon as he sat down, he had his bag open. Yeah, he tried. His mama whooped him the other night. He was squalling, snot running out. She said, are you going to be good? And he said, no, mama. He's as truthful as he could be. He said, I'm not going to be. She looked at me. I said, just keep whooping him. It'll be all right. Keep looking. He'll get over it. He'll get over it. I promise you. All right, if you got your Bibles this morning, man. Boy, God is so good. Let me tell y'all, God's so good. God's done moved in the house this morning. And here after a while, we're going to let the Lord just have His way and be able to present some folks and let some things happen and take place. And man, I'm glad to be here, glad to be saved, washing the blood of Jesus Christ, born again. Oh man, ain't that just good stuff? We've been talking about this 23rd Psalm, about what kind of shepherd that we have. And been in that while I've been able to be here. Thank God for Brother JD last week, been able to preach without any notice. Texted him Saturday morning, said, hey, I'm going to get tested for COVID or get tested. Got tested for COVID. Brother JD said, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. Thank God for him. Thank God for Brother Daniel that preached. And thank God for you that are here this morning. And we're just going to get into the Word. And I want to show you what kind of shepherd that you have this morning if you are born again. If you're not saved, washing the blood of Jesus Christ, at the end of the service, we're going to give you the opportunity to come and give your life to Jesus and get born again by the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you got a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Psalm chapter number 23. We're going to begin reading in verse number 1. I do ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. Psalm 23 in verse number 1. And I'd ask you to read it with me together, okay? Now, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence, Lord, we love You and we thank You. Father, I thank You for this morning, Lord. I thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost that is in this place, Lord God. I thank You that You're a shepherd that we can count on this morning. I thank You that You're a shepherd that does not let His sheep down. And Lord, I pray this morning for that sheep that's in here that just needs a little encouragement. Lord, I'd pray You'd help them. Lord, I'd pray You'd touch them. I pray You'd anoint them from on high. Father, I pray right now for the next few moments that You guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me say nothing but about You, Father. Let You be elevated and that You increase and I decrease, Father. Lord, I thank You for the choir and Sister Denise and the ones that played this morning. Father, what a blessing that was. Lord God, to my soul this morning, when death was arrested, my life began. Father, I love You. I thank You. I praise You. I glorify You. Lord, I pray that You move real good in this place this morning. We'll give You all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And we ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. This morning, as we get into the Word of God this morning, and we're going to look into Psalm chapter number 23, we've done come in and looked at several of how the shepherd has led his sheep and how he takes care of his sheep. Hey, but this morning, did you know Hey, just as he comes in there and he leads his sheep and he comforts his sheep, it gets to a place in our life that he anoints that sheep. I want you to know this morning there are several different anointings that you'll find in the Word of God. One to be that anointing of salvation when somebody gets saved, hey, get anointed with the Holy Ghost. And then not only for salvation, but there is an anointing that we do pray for the ones that are in service. When you send somebody out to do the work of the Lord, you lay hands on anointing them and praying. That's two different anointings. And then in the book of James, there is the anointing of the sick, and that's a total different anointing. But this morning I want to talk to you how he anoints his sheep and how he anoints them this morning. I've seen a lot of people that is saved this morning walking with Jesus Christ that is anointed by the Holy Ghost. Hey, this morning can I say to you, you'll get tired and you'll get weary and you'll get worn, but when you got that anointing on your life, you will be able to push on and persevere. Hey, because God has done a work in your life. This morning I want to talk to you about the anointing shepherd. I want to talk to you about the shepherd that anoints his sheep. Hey, can I say to you this morning, he don't anoint a goat. He only anoints a sheep. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning the Bible says, if you will with me, in Psalm chapter number 23 and verse number 5, the Bible says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This morning I want to say to you, the shepherd is the one that anoints his sheep. Nobody else has the authority to anoint his sheep. That anointing only comes from the shepherd. And his anointing satisfies his sheep. It keeps the flies away. It keeps the filth off of them. And it keeps the frustration. Hey, when them flies come and they come flying around your head and they want to tell you that you don't have a good shepherd and that you don't have a great shepherd and that you don't have a chief shepherd, he comes right up amongst you and he takes that a salve oil and he puts it on your head. He anoints your head with that. And I want you to know this morning that sheep, all that frustration and all them flies have to flee by the anointing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our shepherd is gracious and generous with his anointing. He don't hold it back. He don't hold it to one group of people. He don't hold it to the Baptist. He don't hold it to the Methodist. He don't hold it to the Pentecostal. I want you to know this morning that whosoever will that'll ask, he'll give that anointing to them free. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning, I want you to know that he does the anointing this morning. He's gracious and he's generous with his anointing. His anointing is the only anointing that I care about this morning. And his anointing is this. I want you to know as we see that text, number one, I see a fresh anointing. I want you to know this morning when he anoints you and he anoints I, hey, with his oil of gladness this morning, it will be a fresh anointing. This morning, I want to say to you, it ain't stale. I'm talking about it's not a stale anointing. It ain't something that you get stale and stagnant like most folk get. Hey, but when that anointing gets on your life, it's going to be fresh. It's going to be new. Every time you come in and every time you see what God has done in your life, that anointing, hey, it gets fresh in your life. Hey, when people get saved, get born again, get baptized, hey, and get in fellowship with God, that's another thing that you see in their life and it excites you and it builds you up. But this morning I'm talking about, hey, fresh anointing. It ain't stale. And it ain't old this morning. Friends, can I say to you, if your Christian life has done got stale and it's done got old and you done got cold and you can sleep through this service, hey, you listen to me this morning. You need anointed by the Holy Ghost this morning. Hey, if you're asleep and you're not well this morning, you need anointed by the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, how can I get that? The only way you can get anointed by the Holy Ghost is that you must ask. You must ask God to do that in your life. He will not hold back from anybody. He will anoint whoever asks him. It ain't stale. It ain't old. I say to you this morning, had that fresh anointing, it can't be polluted, it can't be diluted, and it can't be substituted. It comes directly from the Father. This morning, this anointing comes from nobody but God Himself. Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 13. You say, preacher, I tell you what, I've been in services and I've heard people preach and that anointing come over me. Hey, friends, listen to me. There's no preacher can anoint you. There's no deacon can anoint you. There's no man on this life that can anoint you with the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost only comes from the Father. It only comes from above. Hey, this morning, can I say to you, he can't be manipulated. He can't be that way this morning. That anointing only comes from God. It ain't stale and it ain't old and it can't be polluted because that fresh anointing, it comes from God. Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 13. Here's what Jesus said to his disciples after they asked him to teach them to pray. Here's what he said in Luke 11 and verse 13. If you then being evil, he told his disciples, then you being evil. He said, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask ask Him. You know what's wrong with most Baptist churches? They're scared of the Holy Ghost. They're scared of the Holy Spirit. And they're afraid if they ask God to anoint them with the Holy Ghost, that they're going to do something that's going to offend somebody. Hey, listen to me this morning. If you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you. Don't quench Him this morning. Let the Spirit of God flow through you this morning. I see it ain't stale and it ain't old and it ain't polluted. Because it comes from God. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 3 and verse number 27. I see it's a gift from God. When you ask, He'll give you that gift. He'll give you that gift. You get that gift at salvation. When you get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that fresh anointing comes on your life. You get that gift immediately in your life. I want you to know this morning, you couldn't walk this life if it wasn't for the fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. I see this morning it ain't stale and it ain't old and it ain't polluted because it's a gift from God and it only comes from heaven. Come on, talk to me, somebody. It only comes from heaven. Look at John 3:27, and here's what John answered. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing. You can't get nothing in your life. You can receive nothing of God this morning except, in verse 27, except it be given him from heaven. The Holy Ghost and that special anointing that'll come on your life, it'll only come from heaven. It'll only come from God. It won't come from church attendance. It won't come from none of them things. You say, preacher, how do I get deeper into it? How you get deeper into the Word of God? What you do with the Word of God will determine what God will do with you one day. Hey, what you do with this book will determine what God will do with you. What you do with this book will determine the anointing that is on your life. You stay in this book, Brother Bradley, and I promise you there will be an anointing on you that will last for eternity this morning. This book is the anointing oil all morning this morning. This book will anoint you. The Holy Ghost will anoint you. This Word is of God. Our walk should be of God. And this morning, can I say to you that it is a fresh anointing? And the Bible says in Psalm 92:10, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The psalmist said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I want something fresh in my life, don't you? Hey, I don't want a stale church. I don't want a dead church. I don't want a church that acts like a funeral home when we come in. I want to see folks excited about God. I want to be called a cheerleader for Jesus. If that's what they want to call me, that's okay. Hey, I cheered for the devil for 27 years. And if I only got 27 after that to go, I want to give them 27 years to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, because He saved me and He cleansed me and He's my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. I see this morning it's a fresh anointing. Lamentations 3 and verse 22, the Bible said, it is the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning and great is thy faith. I see this morning in Psalm 23, He said, thou anointest my head with oil. I see it's a fresh anointing this morning. He said, preacher, I never knew I could get a fresh anointing. It's in the book. You got to read the book. I heard a story told one time about a man. He was a preacher. He was going over to a couple's house at the church. This man and woman, they was high to do in the church, upstanding people, and he went over to their home. And when they got to go over, they always ate with paper plates and paper forks. And as they got going to that home and they got going over there, that lady of the home said, I want something fresh. I want something new. Hey, the preacher's coming and I want it to look right. I want it to look good. And he said, oh no, that's mama's fine china. It's in the china cabinet. We ain't poured it out in years. She said, yeah, but the preacher's coming. We want it to look nice. We want it to be fresh. We want him to know that we care. We want him to know that he's a welcome in our home. And she laid out the table like it's supposed to be, Brother J.D., kind of like on the cruise. Hey, I only use one fork. That guy on the cruise wanted to take my fork back. I stuck it in my Carhartt pocket right there. He said, sir, there's plenty more forks. I said, yeah, but this one's done broke in. So he started gathering them up off the table. I didn't need all 10 of them forks and all 10 of them spoons. Hey, I don't know how to eat like that. All I know is how to dig in, just like the Word of God, Brother Mason. I don't know everything I need to know, but I know this. When He says it, He'll do it. When He says it, He'll do it. And I took it, and I said that woman laid out all the fine china and all the forks and everything. She counted every piece all the way up to 10. Brother Hagin made sure that everything was laid out like it was supposed to be. And after, as they got done almost through with the meal, the preacher said, may I be excused to go to the to the restroom. He got up and went to the restroom and come back. And when they got done eating, he blessed the family and said, I'm going to go. And said, when they got counting the silverware and they got looking down and one of her forks was missing. And she told her husband, said, can you believe that the pastor stole our fork? Can you believe he stole that fork? We tried to do something fresh and we tried to do something new. We tried to do something for him. And can you believe he stole that fork? And she said, he said, oh, I don't think he stole the fork. She said, I know he stole the fork. I counted them. They was there. And 3 months rocked on. And she said, I'm going to ask him to come back to the house. I'm going to ask him about my fork. She said, leave it alone. Let it go. The husband said, let it go. It ain't no big deal. I'll get you another one. And 3 months rocked on. The preacher went back to the home to eat. They laid out the silverware. They laid out 10 for everybody that got to him. He only got 9. He looked down and he said, I'm missing a fork. She said, yeah, you stole my fork. Said, for 3 months I've been wanting to ask you, you stole my fork. Where is my fork? He said, I stuck it in your Bible. You want a fresh anointing? Get in your Bible. You want something fresh and new of the Holy Ghost, and you want God to move on your life, and you want God to saturate your life, and you want the world to see that you've been in a solitary place, locked up with Jesus Christ. I'm talking about hooked up in the Holy Ghost. Find you a quiet place, get in your Bible and read that thing. And I want you to know this morning there'll be a fresh anointing that'll come on your life. Let me go on here and move on right now until we don't know where we need to be. Can I get an amen? I see the fresh anointing there. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I see it's not only a fresh anointing, but I see this, Brother Kevin McDaniel. You can feel it. You can feel the anointing when it comes on. You can feel it. You can't be taught it. You can't teach somebody how to get the anointing. You can preach to them and tell them, but that anointing is fresh and you can feel it. There is no greater feeling, Brother OJ, give me an amen right here, than to shave that slick head and lay it on your pillow at night. When you lay it on that silk pillow, come on now. When you, Shay Taylor, when you slick that thing up, can you feel it? And you lay that thing back on that pillow at night, it ain't grabbing, it ain't rubbing. You can do all you want to do, and that thing's just as slick as it can be. Why is it slick? Because you got a fresh cut. Fresh anointing, and you can feel it. And it feels good. And you won't let it grow out too long. You won't let it get too long, it'll get bothering you. You got to do something about it. That's the same way the Spirit of God does it. Don't let you get too far gone, and it don't let you get too far away, because it wants you to have a fresh anointing and it wants you to feel it. Look what, and you say, how do you know you feel it? Look what the psalmist said, thou anointest my head. He was there, he knew it was his head. Why didn't he say foot? Because he didn't anoint his foot. Why wouldn't his arm? Because he didn't anoint his arm. Why when we anoint the head? Why? The Bible says so. He said, thou anointest my head with oil. Why does he anoint the head? Why does he have that feeling? Why did he anoint the head? Why, preacher? Because the anointing of the head, that's where all the aggravation is in life. Right there. That's your greatest warfare right there. The aggravation, the cares of this world, things that try to tear you down, that telephone you put to your ear, that text that's in your hand, aggravation of this world goes through your mind before it ever gets to your heart. He said this, he can fresh anointing, you can feel it. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I say it's a fresh anointing, you can feel the anointing. He anoints the head. And can I say to you, he only anoints with the Holy Ghost. He only anoints with the Holy Ghost. He said, preacher, how do you know that? He anointed his son Jesus with the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He anointed Jesus. You remember at the baptism of Jesus, Jesus was baptized. And it said as he come up, he said it was as a dove come down, the Holy Spirit come down, and it landed on him. And he said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. God wants you to walk around with a fresh anointing that pleases him. He wants you to walk around with an anointing you can feel. Why do you think the anointing's under attack? Because the devil don't want you to have that anointing on your life. He wants, when you get up and tell somebody about Jesus, it has no effect. It has nothing. A crowd this size, you say, preacher, you hope everybody gets it. I hope one gets it. One can turn the world upside down. if they just get a hold of them with a fresh anointing. If they get a hold of something they could feel. Something they can feel. Let me give you this. Not only did he anoint his son Jesus, but he anoints his sheep. 1 John 2:20, the Bible says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. He said this unction comes from the Holy One. You know what an unction is? I started the service with it. An unction is an anointing. It's an anointing, or it's a blessing that's come over your life. It's an anointing that's come over your life. I want to say something this morning. Don't take it wrong. Favor ain't fair. I've seen people that ain't deserve nothing, and I'm one of them. Come on, talk to me, somebody. But the Holy Ghost be on my life, anoint me, and what wasn't supposed to make it, makes it. What was supposed to end, ended. I've seen that anointing get on me and get off on somebody. Man, somebody talk to me this morning. I'm talking about that. That anointing will jump, man. It'll jump. I don't want to be around a bunch of dead folk. I want to be around. I don't touch dead people, by the way. I ain't never touched a dead body. I don't touch dead folk. I don't do it. Why? Because I just don't do it. That's my phobia. I just can't do it. I can't do it. So why not, preacher? That's just, I can't do it. I just don't do. It's like drinking milk out of a styrofoam cup. I don't like it. I can't do it. There's some things, though, listen to me, you know you can't do because it robs that fresh anointing. And it robs the feeling that you have that you know you're aligned with Christ Jesus. There's things we put in our mouth that takes that anointing away, that robs that anointing. There's things you look at on your phone that takes that anointing away and it robs that anointing, and you know it does. There's things you listen to on the radio that robs that anointing. One minute you'll be hooked up in the Holy Ghost and next minute you'll be singing with the devil. Now, I ain't talking to nobody, it's just my life. Why? Because I got to be away from them things, Brother Frank, because they'll rob the freshness that God's gave me on my life. They'll rob that freshness. They'll rob that feeling that God's gave me in my life. I won't be able to hear him and feel him like I want to. That anointing is fresh. And that anointing is a feeling, but it comes at a cost. He said, of my sheep. It comes at a cost. You said, preacher, I can do anything. It don't affect me. Anything goes in your mouth affects you. And you won't hear God like you used to. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. One time you was on fire, son. You were bouncing. I'm talking about ready to go. And this morning your wife had to make you come to church. Or your husband had to make you come to church. Make you come to worship. That don't even sound right, does it? That don't even sound right. He said that anointing is fresh. Somebody needs a fresh anointing in here this morning. I can't give it to you, but you can ask for it. Somebody needs to feel it this morning that God had reached down from heaven. The God of the universe had reached down, send the Holy Ghost to touch you. What a blessing that is. It's fresh and you can feel it. Let me show you this. He said, preacher, you believe me? Turn with me to 1 John chapter number 2, if you will. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 27. I want to show you this. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 27. And here is, I'm talking about the anointing. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Brother JD, do you got any clue what I'm talking about this morning about anointing? Thank you. Brother Kelvin, you got, thank you, brother. The anointing is fresh and it's, man, you can feel it. Look what he said in 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of him, see, it's got to come from him. He said it abides in you. It abides in you. What does that mean? It takes its residency inside of you. The Old Testament, the Holy Ghost landed on them. And after Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Holy Ghost now resides inside of you. Woo, glory. It's inside. Woo. He said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. You can't be taught this. But as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. I see this morning as I go back to Psalm 23, that anointing is fresh. That anointing can be felt. That anointing can be felt. It can be felt. It can be felt. I've done revivals, many revivals, many. And I have been in almost in Corinth, Mississippi. I've been all the way to, up in Tennessee, Brother Hagin. And I've been in places where I went in and the anointing was not there. It was cold as ice. And I called me up a Garrett Barnes. I said, "Brother Garrett, what you doing tomorrow night?" He said, I don't know how to talk to mom and daddy. I said, "Don't worry about mom and daddy. I'll give you a ride. I'll pay you to come with me." If you're in trouble and you're broke down on the side of the road and you need your flat fixed, are you going to pay somebody to fix it? Yes. Well, if I'm in revival and it ain't going good, I'm telling Brother Garrett, I said, "Man, I need you to come. I need you to come with that fire. I need you to come with that freshness that you got." I explained to him, growing him up. Drive all the way over to Corinth, Mississippi. Sitting in the front, smoking cigarettes when you walk into church. Got pubes sitting outside. Had to bust through the smoke to get into the church. And see a 16-year-old young man stand up with a guitar in his hand and sing "Heaven Down." And what turned into a 5-night revival at the end of the week, wished it had went 10 nights. Why? Because somebody came with a fresh anointing. Somebody came with anointing people could feel. Brother Austin, I'll never forget you in North Carolina. I'll never forget you. Jake, I'll never forget you. Brother JD, Brother Lee, they just know when you're in trouble and you need somebody to come up beside you. That's my last point. I'll give it to you and we'll go home. It's anointing you can, it's fresh. It's anointing you can feel. But it's also anointing that flows. It flows. This morning, sometimes all you got to do, man, ain't got to say a word, just reach over. It flows. He said, "He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." For that cup to run over, that anointing has to flow. And I thank God this morning that it ain't up to Tom Bigby to keep my Holy Ghost flowing. Kick it, amen. That flowing comes from God. Let me show you this in the text. Let me show you this morning. I'm just glad to be here, ain't y'all? The anointing flows, it flows over. And look what he said in verse 23 and verse number 5 and verse number 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me." It flows over. It flows with goodness. It flows with mercy. And it flows all the days of the sheep's life. 2 Corinthians 1:21, the Bible says, "Now he which established us with you in Christ had anointed us is God." That anointing comes from God, "who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." Psalm 133, but if we're not in unity here, listen, church, if we're not in unity here, the anointing won't be here. You go to a church that's got division, you let it get out, you got division, the anointing will not be there. It takes unity to have the flow of the Holy Ghost. He will not compete for his spot in your life. He will not compete for it. He's either God of all or he ain't God at all in your life. He will not compete for his space in your life. He takes control. Let me give you this. Psalm 133 and verse number 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment," or the anointing, "upon the head," there, I've told you the head, "that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garments." What a blessing to know in 2025 we have a shepherd that satisfies his sheep, cares for his sheep, restores his sheep, and anoints his sheep. This morning, I wonder who I'm talking to needs anointing of the Holy Ghost that would be saying, "Preacher, I'm willing to come to that altar and ask God to anoint me with something fresh. I'm already saved, man. I just need something fresh. I'm tired. I need something fresh." I wonder who would be willing to come to the altar and say, "Man, I don't really want nothing fresh. I want to be able to feel it. I used to feel the goosebumps. I used to feel it." Well, ago, me and Brandy come into the sanctuary, and she was shaking all over, and she said, "Well, man, the Holy Ghost just met with us." I said, "He just met with us." She said, "Whoa," her hands are shaking. I said, "Maybe he just met with us back there. He just met with us." If I start losing this, and whoa, something's wrong. It's fresh. You can feel it, and it flows. Kaylee growing up, she's been my prayer warrior growing up. Man, I'll tell you what, Kaylee's 20-something, 20 now, 20, 20. She's 20 now. And boy, she's my baby. Love her. was talking, never mind, love her. One night after church on a Sunday night, Brother Max Scrimpture lived in Sullivan. He's eat up with cancer and he's getting close to the end. We walked into his home and he was in the hospital bed back there, and me and Brandy and Kaylee walked in. We didn't have Ryder at that time. Before I got there, I said, we're going to go in and pray. And she said, Daddy, can I go? I said, yeah, you can go. We're going to anoint. We're going to pray. But baby, listen to me now. When we get in there and we get to praying, and y'all, listen, don't look bad at me when I tell you what I'm fixing to say now. Don't be all religious on me. I said, baby, when we get to the bed and we get to praying, we're all going to pray in accord. And when it gets time, you just quieten down. We'll just quieten down. Daddy finishes on out. It'll be fine. Okay, Daddy. I promise, Daddy. I promise. It's okay, baby. She's about 10, 11, 12, 13. I don't know. We knocked on the door. Miss Susan opened the door. She said, Miss Susan, we've come to pray with Brother Max. And she said, oh, he's been waiting all evening. I said, yes, ma'am. And we walked in there. And I said, Brother Max, you want something fresh, don't you? And he said, Brother BJ, I sure do. I said, well, me and Kaylee and Brandy, we're here and we're going to pray. And Sister Susan, and we ain't going to stay long. He said, that'll be fine. We all gathered around that hospital bed and we got to praying in the Holy Ghost. And about that moment, I thought it was time to hush. So you know how we do as preachers. I just elevated up a little bit. I said, Father. And Kaylee said, Lord Jesus, I know you touched that woman that had an issue with blood. And Lord Jesus, I know that that man that had that issue, you took care of his son. And that little girl, Jay Iris's daughter, Lord, you didn't let her die. Lord, you don't do that. And son, I got to thinking, Lord, this ain't my daughter. And every time I'd go to raise up a little bit, son, she would just elevating on up. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, just let her have her way. So what'd you do, preacher? I bowed right on down there and I said, Lord, I thank you that I got a daughter that you've put a fresh anointing on. I thank you that I got a daughter that you've put something on her that she can feel and she's not afraid of. And Lord, I thank you that it's flowing right now to Brother Max. We got done praying, son. We was all whopping snot and tears. And Brother Max looked at me and he said, son, she's hooked up, ain't she? I said, she's hooked up, Brother Max. Went long after that, y'all going to remember this. Brother Max come back to church, got to come back. Lived about a year after that. And he got to come back and he was sitting back where Brother Harold was in the old building. And got done that morning and I hollered back there and I said, hey, Brother Max. He said, yeah, Brother BJ, what about it? I said, well, about leading us in a word of prayer. He said, I can do that. And I was looking at him. He never bowed his head. He said, hey, Lord, it's old Max again. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for that spirit that's in here. Thank you that we could feel it. And thank you that it's so fresh. Old Max gonna go for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye. He said, he didn't pray like that. I promise you that's how he prayed. How do you talk to people when you call them on the phone? You talk to them honestly. You don't hide nothing. You talk to them. So many of us think when we bow our head, we got to hide everything. Can I say to you this morning, we got a God in heaven who knows everything. You can't hide. I wonder who this morning said, preacher, I know what you're talking about. And I need a fresh anointing. Going into revival again tonight, Brother Daniel done a magnificent job. Brother Rusty is going to do a magnificent job. But I don't want him to get up there and have to fight through it because we ain't fresh. Huh? I don't want him to fight through it because we ain't flowing back. And we can't. I don't want him to say, boy, that was a cold church. A lot of people, but it sure is cold. If I'm talking to you this morning, I meant to. Because he's been talking to me. If you ain't fresh, get fresh. If you couldn't feel nothing this morning, there's that altar. Something needs to start flowing in this church. And we don't need to wait. Sister Denise, won't you come on up? Let's just get this thing going, what the Lord have to do today. If you're in here this morning and you need a fresh anointing, I'm going to ask you to come. I ask you to stand right now. I ask you to come. I ask you to get in this altar. Don't you worry about that person looking around. That's the one that needs to be here. That one looked everywhere, tried to find out who was going to go. That's the one that needs to be in the altar. That's the one that ain't fresh. That's the one that's stale as they can be. That's the one I'm telling you what. They're stale and they're old and they get fresh. We need a fresh anointing on this place. And that anointing will only come from one place, It'll come from the throne room of heaven when God's people get in the altar and get a hold of Almighty God. Where is that anointing at in your life this morning? As we sang this morning.